folks. We are live here at Studio D. Tonight, we got producer Burrs, myself, Degenerate Al, Maniac, Topher, and a special guest, Petty Roosevelt, to give us a Game of Thrones preview. Lots of topics tonight. There's a huge restaurant moving into Transit Road in East Amherst. We're going to talk about that. Jordan Matthews, he's already hurt. Sammy Watkins looks great. And also, we're going to recap the weekend and give you that huge announcement that we said we would. Tonight's show sponsor, Rock Bottom. Why? Amazing Goose Bombers. 2-for-1 Thursday, or fuck, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So there was breaking news out of Vinny Jacoby's Instagram today. I almost fell over when I saw it, but Carmine's is coming back to Transit Road, moving a little bit north on Transit. They'll be located in East Amherst between Casey and North French. Campobello's investors are panicking. They have good Italian food. Carmine's is a Buffalo staple. What are you feeling, Maniac?
Olive Garden was so thankful that their market share was up to over 90%, and now, you know, Carmine's going to be cutting right back into that again. The loyal investors are ready for it to come back, and there's a whole new audience and generation of Italian eaters over the past, you know, years that have not experienced this, and they are ready to go for Carmine's.
You're a Carmine's guy or not?
I never even had it, to be honest. Oh, I was a Williamsville guy. I went to school in Clarence, but
that's true. You were more of a Williamsville guy, but I don't know. I was a big Carmine's guy. Used to work there for a little bit. Amazing chicken parm. What's your go-to dish there?
Like, if you're going to Carmine's, Al's Fusilli, of course.
I like it. It's not my favorite.
I will say,
I'm excited.
I will say, even though I've never had it, like, it's a name that I'm very familiar with. I had people who worked there.
Oh.
You know, and people went there for dinner all the time when I was a kid. So definitely can make some ripple effect here on Transit Road.
And for our generation on the social scene, I mean, talk about, you know, a place in the suburbs you can go and you can have a good time and where everybody knows your name, kind of a Cheers effect. Great spot. Gonna run the North Towns.
All right, so people are upset that we're talking about Carmine's right now, so let's get to some Buffalo sports.
All right, we're there.
Jordan Matthews, already hurt, not talking to the media. I guess they put him under that tent, so you couldn't really see where the injury was. But we know it's his chest.
Crazy that nobody thought of these tents before. Like, nobody never occurred to someone.
Well, did he come from Alabama?
Yeah, Bama has like those isolation chambers.
Yeah.
What was that? Was that a
thing? It was
my chest. It wasn't my chest.
The bodies of the Wrecking Crew are not looking good right now.
You gotta love just the immediate reaction on Twitter right away. You know, Matthew's hurt, first day of practice.
Assuming it's like a pectoral injury.
Something's
which is
torn,
like
could
absolute
be a year.
Year.
It's just weird. Why didn't he speak to the media? What are they covering up?
It's just one of those stories where it was probably a lot nicer back in the day when it was just, you know, you heard it at the end of the day. Jordan Matthews left practice for 5 minutes and then he returned and he's fine. He just didn't speak to the media today. Whereas everyone got reported live. He left practice, like, and all of a sudden, you know, it's five-alarm fire, everyone running for the hills.
Now, how about Peterman? He's been tearing it up in practice. He's been getting second-team reps. I mean, just looking really good. Is there a chance that Yates gets cut before
he starts? He gave Yates an RKO out of nowhere. Went right up into the second string spot. He's getting big time with the second squad. Seems like he's got a gun for the NFL. If you saw that highlight on the throw to Tate today.
Yep.
That throw, yes. That thing was in the sky. That was a rainmaker. So, yeah, it definitely has an NFL caliber arm. No question.
I can't believe how long that ball was in the air for.
Even when he throws regular passes that are, like, mid to deep range, like, he's a floater. He throws floaters, which is almost a bad thing in real games, obviously, but we'll see what happens.
So, Buffalo Bills playing on the road in Philly this week, you got to think Shady plays into the third, fourth quarter.
Oh, he's going for 200 yards, nothing short.
Like, this is a big game for him.
He's still got takedown Chip Kelly.
Scores a touchdown, goes right up to the camera. Where's Chip at?
He's going to be fired up,
ready to go.
So let's talk about, it was a big weekend in Buffalo. We had a great time. Dom, thanks for showing up again. Had a great birthday event for you at Music on Main on Thursday. That was a blast. And then Friday, Tangerine Twist. I didn't see you in your orange Friday.
Nope. From the reception and everything I saw, Tangerine Twist was the place to be. Carly's Club, nobody does these events, I guess. Just right as well.
They killed it. That was my first ever Carly's Club event. I've never been to the Rob G Encore Whiteouts, or this year was at the KeyBank Center. Wish I would have went there, but yeah, they throw an awesome party. Topher, you have a nice weekend?
Yep, it was a 3-day bender that just kicked off with Dom's birthday on Thursday in Williamsville. So Dom eating roast beef sandwiches on his 21st, just wild move, absolutely wild move, but it was awesome.
So real quick, GM Smokey, he says everyone needs to go see Tony the Barber. You said you were going to get a haircut weeks ago, and people are asking for it.
I don't want just anything touch this hair. That's the thing. I don't want, you know, the person who just happens to be working at Supercuts on a Tuesday working there. But I also don't want to go to my man Jerry on Transit Road because he, you know, is a little bit too prideful of a barber. If I tell him to just, like, you know, trim it, he's going to at least take a couple inches off.
Are you talking Jerry near Lowe's?
Yep. Oh, there's only one Jerry.
He's a classic Italian guy.
Right? Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about this guy's story for, like, you know, 17 minutes
he
about,
take
like,
no for
yeah.
An answer.
Oh, yeah, he will not take no for an answer. Yeah, you try and tell them, those guys a trim, it's not going to work.
Oh, Tony the Barber.
With that said, I think we need some really divine, expensive equipment, and we need some top-notch service for this chevaux, as they say in French.
So, Bruce or Burrs. Who is the official hair cutter of Trainwreck Sports?
Oh, it's Jesse Connors. Muggle the Salon. If you haven't been, you're missing out.
It's a heck of a 30 to 45 minutes.
Klein and Transit Road.
Yep.
JC0NNZ, right?
Yes.
On Twitter.
She's so exclusive. You got to set up an appointment. Get there early.
So, Wednesday, we have a very special show for you coming up. Just want to preview it for you. We'll have Jesse Connors in studio. Just got some new equipment. And we'll be cutting
four figure equipment.
We're gonna need like a shop vac to like. Do you have a broom or anything that we can sweep
we're
up
just,
the hair once it leaves his head?
We're just cutting out the ends. We're keeping everything. We're keeping the merchandise.
Okay,
send it to Locks of Love.
Very nice. So I gotta answer.
Oh, it can go to Canton probably right after the show.
Yeah, it could. so real quick, I'm gonna answer Brad Curtis's question because it was a very awesome weekend. Like I said, Music on Main Thursday, Tangerine Twist Friday, and then wedding in Rochester on Saturday. I actually took my most expensive Uber Saturday night. I was in the 585. I ended up in the 716. I really don't remember requesting the Uber. And it was some very, very nice train wreck mammy let me stay at her place. I woke up not really knowing where I was, but it worked out well. $88 to get from Rochester to Buffalo.
Just a nice little trip down Interstate 90.
That's what I'm saying. The guy was cool with it. He let me sleep the entire time. I guess he said it was difficult waking me up, but good to go. Not $88. Typically from like downtown Buffalo.
Goose Bomber, $5.50. Uber from Rochester to Buffalo, $93.82. Making it home to a train wreck mammy on Saturday night, priceless.
Priceless. Priceless. I mean, people used to pay $55 to get from Encore Soho back to Clarence.
Oh yeah,
I mean easily.
As we have Petty chiming in here, he once got a cab from Skybar on Saturday for $62. Wasn't quite the Skybar Saturday he was envisioning when he was getting ready that fateful night.
No shot.
Oh, how about Paul Glover? I got a BJ in an Uber. Okay.
That's not a good. Our sponsorships with Uber just went right out the window. Paul Glover.
So, Maniac, you want to do the
all right,
what's
well,
that big announcement
well,
we've been
let's
talking
say,
about?
Well, let's say, you know, we've done a lot of things with Trainwreck. You guys, you know, originally founded it. You started doing the episodes. blogs, we've done articles, we've done interviews, we've had rivals develop out of those interviews, we've developed long-term correspondence, we've had people try and create rival things that aren't as good. But most important is where we're going with all that we have to offer here at Trainwreck Sports. And one of those things is in what we offer in our live programming, okay? And we are taking this show on the road. Week 2 of the NFL season, the Buffalo Bills' first road game, we'll be taking it down to Nashville, taking Trainwreck Tonight's talents down to Nashville for a special show at McNamara's in Nashville, Tennessee, the Bills Backers Bar. We look forward to seeing all of you guys there and can't wait to bring the noise.
Yeah, McNamara's Irish Pub, week 2. Big shout out to Mary. She runs the Bills Backers Bar down there. Reached out to us, and shout out to Tony as well. We're still trying to figure out housing accommodations, but we'll get that done. I mean,
of course. Yeah. Well,
we wanted to sleep in the car. Airbnb seemed booked. I'm getting nervous.
Well, people are worried because I think they think that we're going to be stopping through for some kind of extended period. But the one thing they need to understand is this train doesn't stop. So once they get that figured out, then we'll have an easy accommodation figured out. With that said, Mary said that, you know, McNamara's is going to be ready to have us in every which way, so we're ready to put on a great show for you guys.
Week 2 after a big Jets win, I'm fired up.
Bill's still favored by basically a score, so it's a pretty safe bet.
Definitely. So what do you think? So wait, Bills are in Carolina week 2. What do you think that would
be? Plus 6.
Bills plus 6?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
So there's now, with an outrageous burp over there, by the way. Like, that probably echoed through the sound waves. All of our bodies are just, like, crumbling right now.
It was a major defile weekend.
It was major.
Major defile weekend.
Everybody defiled.
Dom is hugging the post over here. Like, he can't even stand.
Yeah, Dom's straight leaning.
I love it.
Yeah, he's still hungover from Thursday. But let's bring Mr. Petty Roosevelt over here in studio. He helped us out with our first show of Cox and Cannons previously. That'll be posted after this. But I know you guys love it. I don't. We got a big show. Game of Thrones coming up at 9 o'clock tonight.
Big episode titled East Watch. So obviously the big implication is that something will be going down at the wall. There wasn't a lot of attention at the wall at last week's episode. You know, last week's episode obviously fairly lit, as they say, in more ways than one. Drogon was doing some damage, as people finally wanted to see. The whole thing with Daenerys was she came over and she didn't exactly want to, you know, just rain terror upon Westeros, but they kind of forced her hand by outwitting her and outmaneuvering her. She had to use her superiority, so she did so with Drogon. She seems to have the Lannister forces contained at this point. Last week's episode kind of left the ultimate cliffhanger, Jaime Lannister being pushed into the water and probably saved. You're probably not going to see him dying at the beginning of the episode.
I think that's your opening scene. Opening scene is going to be him opening his eyes underwater, like, taking a deep breath, like getting himself back together.
Or do they go with the classic, like,
well, yeah, yeah, they'll do something
like, and they're like, oh, we thought you were like halfway dead, yada yada. But so, you know, there's obviously they're not gonna kill off a main character like that without a great scene. That's what Game of Thrones will kill off a main character. What are you guys laughing about?
The comments are just out of control. Okay, don't worry about it.
Okay, good. All right. Game of Thrones, you know, obviously will kill off a main character, but they're not going to do it just, you know, split between one episode and another.
Right, exactly.
I think now the big thing moving on, I don't mean to dominate the conversation going on, is they're titled Eastwatch for tonight. So the implication is that
the White Walkers have been lying in the weeds all season.
Lying in the weeds. You know they're there. They're the ticking time bomb, Chekhov's gun. So to speak.
Does the wall come down this episode? That's my question.
That's the ultimate question, I think. I think Eastwatch is a swerve. They've been announcing it. They were talking about it in the first episode of this season. It's titled this episode, but I really think that their move is going to be taking down the wall, not attacking Eastwatch.
What I will say, and I think it's going to happen this episode, is Tormund's going to die. And Tormund literally provides the best entertainment in the show just based purely on his looks at Brienne of Tarth. Whenever she's walking around, he just gives her, like, the wide eyes. I'm going to miss Tormund. I think he dies this episode.
There's got to be some sort of fatality that's notable because at the end of that last episode, you thought, like, there was a second for every single character that you thought they were going to die.
Right.
And as we know, or that we know of, nobody died. I mean, obviously.
You can't forget the Hound and the Second Sons are headed up to Eastwatch as well. So be ready for him to hop in the middle of this battle as well today.
Just staring into fires, like getting visions. Very odd, but yeah, they'll make some make their way into some scenes today.
Right. Yeah, it's gonna be a very heavy episode today. A lot of battles.
I'm nervous. You guys are absolutely right about the death tease point. Everyone was teased to die last episode, and now you just know a bunch of people are going to be going this one because the count is on. I mean, what, there's only 10 episodes left total?
Total, yeah.
Yeah, right.
We're about to enter single digits, which is scary. This has been our life since 2011.
No, Tormund, there's been too many looks at Brienne for him to go out.
I think it's going to be so sad. Like, I don't want it to happen, but I think this is it.
Wait, where's Brienne right now?
Brienne is at Winterfell still. She's with Arya, Sansa. Okay, so now here's the thing, real quick.
Right. If you guys remember, like, season 1 and 2, when characters would move from a location to another, like, for example, from King's Landing to the Riverlands or to the North, it would take a couple episodes to happen, and they would, you know, there would be some conversation along the way. Kind of a way to slow things down. Now it's like characters can jump from one area to another almost instantly. Yeah,
I don't understand.
It's great. So is there potentially going to be a report in Winterfell, as we've seen in the preview, where Jon says that Bran saw the White Walkers going to Eastwatch? Is Brienne going to ride there and save the day with Oathkeeper?
I have no idea.
Valyrian steel, dude. It's the key.
I mean, they also have, like, he's still mining Dragonglass at Dragonstone, too. So if they, I will be stunned if they, like, manage to, in this next episode, have Dragonglass at Winterfell already. But that's, like, that's an option as well.
Yeah, the rate, like you were just alluding to, the pace that people are moving around this season.
Oh, it's insane.
Like, someone posted, like, a map of each character, and, like, Arya's circled the island a couple times, gone back and forth, kept changing her mind. That's just one example. It helps that we have, like, dragons flying around.
It also makes for incredible television because we never know exactly what's going to happen because we don't know where anyone is at any given time other than from where they were in the last episode.
Got to imagine we're going to be getting some Euron this week after being Euron-less after we had those great debuts the first 3 weeks. One of the strongest debuts of any Thrones character.
It's going to be a big episode tonight.
Thank you. Well, I was expecting this. I mean, Al is just, he's twitching. He's so excited. Look at him.
No, you know what? I'm ready for October. Mr. Robot season 3.
Oh, man. Yeah. Mr. Robot, let's go. Curb
is back.
Curb
is massive. That's what I'm ready for.
Now, let's also not forget to tease a little bit. Trainwreck Fantasy Football Preview. We're not going to overdo it. I mean, we know you guys have your sources, and we're not going to, you know, say that anyone's, you know, that we're above any source or anything like that. But we do want to offer up our sleepers and a couple potential guys you might be missing in the drafts that are coming up. What do we got?
Kelly Jacoby. Can you give Kelly Jacoby a shout out?
Oh, Kelly Jake coming in with the Minds Can Host. Oh, my God. That's already locked out. You just saw it. It's folks. Everyone just saw that deal. The 13 million people in the live chat just saw that. That's
our fall is getting booked up.
Kelly Jacoby, oh my Minds gosh, Can
hearts.
Host.
The hearts are going nuts. The hearts are going nuts.
Unbelievable.
See you there soon.
Within a few days, we are like...
No, wait. When is the Mines opening? Is there a date yet? They said the fall.
It doesn't matter. Hey, the ambiguity is only going to add to this
thing. Is opening the Mines, I heard.
Oh.
It's big news.
Are we cutting? Well, we're cutting the tape.
Well, what can we say?
I don't know if I can cut that.
I think passenger Kelly Jacoby just... Would she make it?
What'd she make?
I have no idea where Maniac is going with this.
What'd she make what?
A good...
Night.
Night. Now.